Father, we just want to thank you for this time and evening. I pray, Father, this afternoon that, Lord, you, this morning, Lord, that, Lord, you will, Lord, guide us in everything that we speak, Lord. Let every word, Lord, that comes out from my lips, Lord, let it be yours. Holy Spirit, I pray you take control. And everything that is my mind, it's not be corrupted, but, Lord, your word. Your word will be magnified, and Jesus Christ will be magnified in this place, in this sanctuary. And, Lord, it's all about you, Lord Jesus. We just want to thank you for what you've done. Thank you, Lord, for this message. In the most precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Last week, we talked about Daniel. Because we talked about Daniel, because he says it's because of Daniel fast. Is that right? So the photo album of God, as we go in the series of photo album, God is excited about the photo album he has got upon every person that he has got in this world. God has purposed us in this world for a purpose, and he has got our photograph from the day we were conceived in the mother's womb. The word of God says, from the day they were conceived from the mother's womb, when they were conceived, when they were implanted into the mother's womb, when God breathed life into the child, when you were in the mother's womb, from that day onwards, God is keeping a record of ourselves. God is giving an album of ourselves. He has got how we grew, how we kicked in our mother's womb, how we did all those mumbo jumbos and all the swimming we did in the mother's womb. He has got a record of it. We might not have a record, but he has got a record of it. He's got all the pictures. From the time when you were born, how you were born, how did you cry? Did you cry when they whacked you, or did you cry out of without even whacking? Some of them carry the hand only, ow! Right on. How many of you do that? Before getting the beating ready, you already cry. Some of us, after beating, we get crying, you know, after the pain, we cry. So, depends on how you cry. All this, God has got an album of it. He's got a record of it. We talked about Adam, we talked about Sister Jay, talked about the totality of the family of God. And today, I want to focus on one person today. And as we focus on this person, I hope our hearts will be right, our mind will be right, and listen to the word of God, what he has put in our hearts today. Amen? Praise God. We'll go to a man called Joseph. How many of you know Joseph? I know Joseph in church. Joseph Chia is missing today. He's in China. So Joseph Chia is missing here. We'll talk about not that Joseph Chia or any other Josephs here. We'll talk about the biblical Joseph that we know of. Biblical Joseph that has been spoken about. You see, you will find about Joseph, there is more written about Joseph in the Genesis, the book of God, the Old Testament, than any other patriarchs. From page chapter 37 until 50, it's about him. Where about Abraham a little bit, Jacob a little bit, about everybody else a little bit, but Joseph occupies Genesis about how many pages? 13 pages. Is that right? 13 pages or 13 chapters is about Joseph. There must be something different about this man that we talk about. In the word of God, many of them say, we talk about patriarchs, we've talked about earlier, the first patriarch that comes to our mind is Abraham and our man of faith, and then Isaac. Son of promise, he's the son of promise, and Jacob, the father of 12 tribes of Israel, and you come to the man which is Joseph. Joseph has got a different definition in all. Joseph has got a different definition. There is many people in the gospel. They said there is nothing found bad about Joseph. Did you find anything bad about Joseph? If anybody has found anything bad about Joseph, no. Let us see how Lord leads today and see how God corrects each one of us today. Where was Joseph born to? Bible quiz. I know some of you are reading the Bible. Some of you are not reading the Bible. Some of you are just sleeping on the Bible. You were about to read and then you went to sleep on the Bible. Because you say it's very, very drowsy. Whose son is Joseph? Abraham? Oh, Jacob. Oh, you know. Okay. Some of them know this side. Some of them that side do not know yet. So Jacob's son is Joseph. And by which mother did he get? Rachel. So somebody has got Rachel now. Good. So people are reading the Bible. Thank you. And I pray today that you see this man, Joseph, was a choice of God in the time, in his time, in his generation. You'll find Joseph as a man, he has come up. And when he came as a child, he grew up in the father's place. He had brothers. He has got all the other brothers, 11 of them together with him. And one of them was an infant at the time. And he was still young. And this man, as Joseph grew up, and he grew up, as he grew up as a young lad, he was all the time faithful to his father. There is no way in the Bible you can find he's not faithful to the father. He was very faithful to Jacob. Is that right? He was very faithful to Jacob. You know, you talk about this character of the heart of Joseph was a pure heart. And you talk about a character of this, his rulership over his brothers and others is magnanimous. He's very magnanimous. And you talk about the word, a single proof of word of Joseph is that he is a man who walked before Christ. Amen. He's a man who walked before Christ. Let us look at the son who he was. Today we talk about his brother. When you go from chapter 37 onwards, verse 2 says that he was telling to his brother about a dream that he had. What dream did he have? Joseph had a dream. Joseph had a dream and he says that the sheaves, what is the sheaf? The sheaf is the ones which you harvest. When you harvest the wheat, you'll find together with the stalk at the end. If you see a paddy field, have you ever seen paddy fields? How many of you have seen paddies? The young ones have not seen paddy, you know. So the paddy field has a stalk, and on the top you've got the grains, and the top is stalk. They'll harvest it with the thing, and they'll tie it up for harvest somewhere else. Do you follow what I'm saying? They'll carry it, and those in Malaysia, they'll wheat it up and beat it up into a box, and all those wheat will fall down. All those grains will fall down, and you take the grains, and you take it, and the stalks, you throw it away, and use it for something else. Alright? So as they were bundling up, he says, the word of God says that he was bundling up, he was tying up all those things with all his brothers. He found that all the brothers' stalks stood up, and his ones were stood up, the sheep stood up, and every one of them bowed at Joseph's sheep. You go back and read that. It is chapter 37, verse 2 onwards. He said a dream. He is a favorite boy of the father. Father loves him that he has even bought a colored kind of clothing for him, a kind of cover for him, a vest for him, so that the vest, whenever he wears, it's colored. Favorite. He was a favorite of Jacob. Is that right? So he had a sheaf. He covered himself with a vest. In this sheaf, he says, he talked about his sheaf, and he says that every other sheaf came and bowed down before him, and his brothers got angry. How many of you get angry when your brother says something or sister says something to you? Which says, you know, hey, tomorrow you see, you have to come and ask me for money, you know. Today you are so stingy. How many of you say that? You ask for money from your brother or a sister and say, can you lend me 10 cents or 20 cents to go and buy something? Hey, I don't have money. I don't want to give you money. What I have is with me. I don't want to give it to you. And then you tell them, you know, you wait, tomorrow you're going to come and ask for me. I've got millions and you'll ask me, I won't give you. How many of you said that? Let's be honest. You're so quiet. At least one man admits. Two of them admit. Alright? So we have got a character in our life that we always say, the brothers, we have got quarrel within brothers and sisters. Is that right? And we have brethren's quarrel. You find that this man had another dream later on. What is the dream, the other dream? He saw in Genesis that he saw a dream in 37:5-7. You'll find he saw that the sun and the moon and the stars bowed down to him. Oh. Can you just imagine? And the father, when he heard, he says, how can that be? Your father and your mother come and bow down to you. That's not right. But the word of God says, the father kept it in his heart. Because this was a favorite boy. Jacob favored Joseph much. Brothers and sisters, if you want to see the character, why is this character of this favoritism that parents give to children has brought about a few things we have to learn today, a lesson about favoritism. Whether a parent should give favoritism to any children. Let us go back to Adam. Genesis in Adam. Adam, after Cain and Abel was born, Cain was jealous of his brother Abel because Abel was accepted, was favored, but Cain was not favored. Was there a quarrel? There was animosity within two brothers, and animosity came from the one who was not favored. So he was animosity, he had a great animosity against the brother that he quarreled, he talked to them. The word of God says, they went out and talked, and Cain talked to Abel, and Abel talked to Cain, they went into the field, and in the field, Cain killed Abel. Animosity among brothers and sisters is one of the things which we have to heal ourselves in our life. There is something that we carry on in our life. I know people, man, I counsel to today, even they don't want to listen because they have got problems in their life, issues in their life. 2 weeks ago when Pastor Edwin was here, he said, there are issues in our life. The issue that is in our life today, the problem that we have in our life today is because in the time that parents started favoring somebody and the brothers and sisters have got problems among them, they never forget this problem. They carry on until the day they die. They've got vengeance in their heart. Hello? Does it sound familiar to you? Some of you, it doesn't sound familiar. Some of you, it will sound familiar. Because somewhere you were hurt. When Abel was favored, Cain became angry. Let us look now forward again now to Abraham. In Abraham 12, Genesis 12, goes out and he says that, you know, he goes out from his house. God called him out of his house, from his father's house, from the land where he was. He went out in chapter 12. Chapter 15, God promises the descendants to be like the stars in the stars. He says, come out and see. And you know what does Abraham say? God, how can I have so many things here today and how can people inherit it? Only my servant, the servant who is my chief servant, is Eliezer. He is the only one who can inherit everything else. And God says the word. He says, no, it will be out of your flesh. Someone, a child, will inherit everything that you have. Your descendants will be born. But he didn't believe. At that time, he kept it. But somehow you'll find in chapter 15, 16, you'll find that Sarah, out of a vacuum, out of inside her, there is a problem inside her. Barrenness was a problem inside her. A barrenness became a vacuum inside her. It's so hardened inside her that, you know, she's not bearing any child. She was now 80 years old. She's not even bearing a child. She has got to have a child. She feels that, no, she never had a child for her children, a descendant for Abraham. She decided that she give her maid. And when the maid was given, she conceived. She gave birth to Ishmael. After Ishmael was born, the son of promise was born, promised in the chapter 21, Genesis. Isaac was born. And when Isaac was born, the word of God says in chapter 21 that this person of Ishmael was coughing with Isaac. You see, Ishmael at this time is no longer a small boy, but he's a grown-up boy. He's about 14 years old now, and he's now this young man, this young lad who's weaned now, and he's now scoffing with this guy. Scoffing means either you're laughing and you're strangling, you're making fun of the guy and bullying him down and pressing him down. That's what he do. How many of us, as brothers and sisters, we put down our own brothers and sisters? We laugh at our own brothers and sisters. Oh, you are so stupid, laugh. The amount of intelligence I have, you don't have, la. And you have quarrels. You are so dumb, la. Words which come out from our mouth are all killing words. Words that kill the hearts. And this guy said, how can he call me dumb in front of my friends? And he keeps it in his heart. How many of you have that today? I want to search your heart as I preach today. It's about healing today. And today, God is speaking to us and say, there was something in her heart. When they scoffled, and this time, can you just imagine, Abraham was already playing with Ishmael for so many years. And he was 14 years, carrying him in his shoulder. He was doing whatever he wanted. Can you just do all those horse rides and the camel rides or whatever he was doing? He was playing with him. And now, he has got to send him off. He loves Ishmael too. The word of God said he had love for Ishmael and Haggai. Can you just imagine, his wife is old, this woman is young, oh. The heart was separate. He was split in the heart. I want to just take a bit further. I want to go into the word and ask God, was Abraham really sincerely at that time loving Sarah? He was still meeting Haggai. And because Sarah said, send this born woman away, he did not want to. But the angel of God has got to remind him to send Haggai away with the son Ishmael. So there was a tussle in his heart. A tussle that he says, I played with this boy. This was the first child that was born through this woman, bond woman. It's out of my marriage, but I still want this person. The word of God, the way he described, you go back and read, you'll find it in Genesis chapter 6, 21 onwards. 21, you'll find that he sends them away. Before he sends them away, the word of God said he had to pack up everything. He packed everything, water and everything, and gave them. He could have asked the maid. He could have asked the servants to do. So there was an affection and attachment. That you personally take care of every needs of the person. How many of you do that? How many parents do that? Parents always have a heart to take care of everything before the children go to school or before the wherever they go to. So did this man, Abraham did. He was torn between two men and two women. Let's see the heart. He was a faithful man, right? But you see, when he had a favor later on, you'll see how did Isaac turn out to be? Isaac, you'll find, he had the favor of the mother so much. Although Abraham loved him so much, he had the favor of the mother so much. Why do I say that? I want you to turn to the chapter where I'll show it to you that the characteristics of Isaac. Chapter 24, verse 67. Genesis chapter 24, verse 67. Let us read that. I want you to understand it. You will understand why some men behave like that or some women behave like this. In my counseling, I use this very much. Chapter 24, Genesis, verse 67. Are you all okay with me? You're so serious now. I know you're fasting. Now you'll find from verse 61 onwards, the story is like this. Abraham, out of his concern for his only son now, out of Sarah, he called his head servant, Eliezer, whom he trusts very much as his own son-like. He asked him to make a promise and ask his hands to be put within the ties so that he can make a vow, a promise. At that time, it's called vow. You vow to me that you go out and do something for me. The Hebrew word is called vow. You vow to this man and say, I surely will do it. And by death, whatever happens to me, I surely will carry on this. That's what he called vow. He made a vow with Abraham and said, I will find a woman, a wife for Isaac from his brother's family. He has to go back to Nahor's family where his father's brothers were and where he has to go and find a woman for him. And this man has gone all the way with his camels and with his other servants, went out and got that right woman. What's her name? Rebecca. Okay, you still remember, okay? Rebecca was there at a well and some other fed him as what he dreamed. And he got the child and he brought her back. She was on the way, after the father and the mother and the father and the brothers blessed her and sent her off, that's verse you'll find on the verse of 60. There was a blessing and they sent them off. 61 onwards, she was on the way with a maid. As she came on the way in the far field, she saw a young man coming out. And she asked Eliezer, the servant of Abraham, who is that man approaching us? And she said, that's my master. Immediately she covered her face. And what did he do? After that, as Isaac approached Eliezer and the troop, entire troop, what did he do? He asked, what happened? Who is this? And after that, after Eliezer telling him all the story, you'll find a very particular verse there. It says, Isaac took Rebecca and brought her to the tent of who? Mother's tent. Come on, brothers and sisters, let's think for a while. The father who's so desirous of the son that he should have a wife, instead of taking the wife and showing the father first, but he took her to the tent of the mother. So he was a mother's boy. How many of us we say no? Sometimes the wife say no. No, this guy, I cannot tame him. Everything the mother. He's holding the outskirt of the mother and going around everywhere. Wives tell me that. Alright? So does the husband. The husband will tell me, everything is about a father. A father, a father, a father. It's always a complaint among us. Some or other, the character of a man is molded by the way the parents actually bring up the children. Whether you favor them or not, its character of the person is changed. You cannot change his character until the mother passes away. Even the mother passes away, this man, he went. Now he says, the word of God says, he was consoled after his mother's death now. The word consoled, he was not comforted. comforted in the way that a mother treated him. She was not only Rebecca, not only became the wife, but also became the mother for him. Can you judge the character? The way we behave towards our children, the character shall be molded. Sometimes when you don't have, you give wrongly, when you don't give the father's love or the mother's love, and you don't give fairly, the child can turn out to be a lesbian or a gay. Because lack of father's love, a man will become a female-like. They will tend to wear the female clothing so that the father can give attention. Because the father is all the time attending to the mother. The father will always want to, he is looking for an attention from the father, so he creates something of himself. The girls who don't get the father's love, they behave also the same way. They will become boisterous or more feminine-like because to attract the father's attention. The mother's love is not received, also the same. You'll see the child will be turned out to be more boisterous than anything else. Quarrels in the family come about because parents, the way we give them attention, also divides children. I'll give you another story about Jacob a little while later. So the first lesson we learn about bringing up children is for parents that whatever, when a parent favors one child over the other, you create strife among children. Without knowing, you create strife among children. Let's look at Jacob now. Jacob had 12 children. He favored Joseph because of why? He loves Rachel. He loves Rachel so much. Out of Rachel, the first child was born was Joseph. And he's got another child by the name of Benjamin. Okay, you all are reading the Bible. Good for you. So now what happens now? See, can you see when this man, Jacob, he bought a colorful vest for whom? For Joseph. The brothers found it irritating. Why? Why did my father favor only Joseph, and Joseph received a colored vest, very nice, colorful, and that he is gone? You'll find later in the gospel, you'll find in chapter 29, 25 onwards, you'll find that when he had this favor, when the brothers were selling him off, before they sell him off, they took out his dress and threw him out. They took away the dress. Why did they take away the dress? If the word of God says so, they can say, show the father that all these things are, you know, the tiger, the lion came and eat him up. But you see, when they take away the dress, the thing that the father favored him with, they took it away from him. Because they did not get. There was jealousy. How many of us, till today, as grown-ups, have got jealousy about our brothers or sisters in our family? We strive because there was a favor given by a father or a mother. That we lack the attention of the father or mother. That, you know, favor this person, one child with this color and the other child with this color. Or this quality with this child and another child gets another different quality. Brothers and sisters who are bringing up fair children, let us look at it psychologically. How children can be affected in their heart, in their soul, which can affect the people in the future. Hello? Are you with me? Are you still with me? Hello? If you have a problem today, we'll pray for the problem. I had a problem of my own, but I had to face it before I had to take it out of me. A favoritism is something that is also called rejection. When a father favors Joseph, Jacob favored Joseph alone, there was a kind of rejection from the other children saying that father does not love me. There's a rejection spirit that comes into them and say, father doesn't love me so much. Do you follow what I mean? Jacob had the same. It is not because of Jacob the way he favored, because Jacob also was favored. Let's look at Jacob's life. Jacob had one brother. What's his name? Who remember? Oh, I'm testing you all whether you're reading the Bible, okay? We are still in Genesis. I know this month we got the Bible book, you know, you're supposed to read Genesis now. You should be now finishing Genesis now. Oh, so I can testing today. whether you're reading the Bible. So Esau is his brother. Who was born first? Esau was born first. Why is it that you'll find Jacob favored, Isaac favored Jacob more, Esau more than Jacob? Why? Why did Isaac favor Esau more? You'll see the scriptures. You go back and read the scripture. I'm telling you, chapter 25 onwards, you can read and you'll find a lot of things about the character. Why did he favor him more? He was the firstborn. Secondly, the word of God says he's a hunter. He's a man who goes out and get things done. He goes out hunting. And whatever the father favors, he brings it and gives it. Dad, I have killed today a deer. I've got venison meat today. Let's go and cook and roast and eat now. The father is happy. He's a go-getter. Isaac is the man who was in the field. Remember when he met his wife. What's her name? Rebecca. Where did he meet? In the field. He was in the field when he met his wife. So he's a man in the field. He's a go-getter. He goes out most of the time in the field. You see, the word of God will say that, will show the character of the person. He went out to the field. He goes out as usual. The word of God says, as usual. Can you read that one, that verse? It says, as usual he goes off to the field. Then he meets the entourage of Eliezer coming with his wife, future wife. So this man, Isaac, like his elder son, he's a go-getter. What is the characteristic of Jacob? Can anyone tell me? Hey? He's a chef. He's a good cook. He's a good cook, you know? Like your father. So he's a good cook. He cooks well. So the soup he cooks so much well that as Esau come in, the temptation is so much, I must eat my brother's soup today. Is that right? He sold his first right out of hunger. He can't hold it. Can you just imagine? Jacob was a man who is more of a mother, favored of a mother. He learned all the tricks from the mother, how to cook. Do you follow what I'm saying? So the characteristic is because the father chose Esau and the mother chose Jacob, their characteristics are different. So Jacob has got a problem in his heart now. He doesn't get the favor of the father. Do you follow what I'm saying? When the child does not get a favor of the father, he tends to be all the time thinking the father cannot. I will tell you that. You go back and read the word of God. God of God says that when the time when the mother was tempting him, you go in front and you bring the meat in front and say, no, my dad will smell my smell and you know it's not Esau. My dad will feel me to see whether I am Esau, the hairy man, or I am just the one without any hair. Can you see? So he knows the father has now walked with Esau so closely and they went out probably hunting together. Favoritism on children brings a character which is not right. You bring strife within children. He had that same character. So now he shows the same thing inherited now to his son, Joseph. Can you see where I'm getting? Everybody has got a hurt in their life. A life where he says, my sister was favored, my brother was favored by my parents. My parents are the closest one, the first one to me, and yet they favor one person. So you'll find when I see children going out with the same color, with the same pants, I don't laugh at them. I say, the parents has got wisdom. Same color of the shirt. Even the girls will have same color, but different dress, and the boys will have a shirt, and they have a thing, all the same. You know why? Father and a mother does not show favoritism. Don't laugh at them. Say, what family is this? See, all of them same color. I respect the father and the mother because they knew what to write. Because of a color, of a vest which was colorful, which Joseph received from the father, the brothers are not happy. Because that was a favorite child. A vest was given to him, which was colorful, which the other brothers did not receive. So before they threw him into the pit, the word of God says, they undressed him. They took away. So what was the anger of? The anger was, father's love, take out, throw away. Can you just imagine all of them had an anger against Joseph because of the father? The lesson is, parents sometimes cause the problem of the strife within children. Parents cause the problem or strife within children because the way they behave to the children and the way they pour out the love to children. So Joseph had inside him that he was favored all the time. He was obedient all the time. The word of God says that he was all the time obedient to his father. Where was he obedient? When the father tell him to go to and see, help the brothers, he went. Is that right? The father said, you go and help your brother now. He went. Go and look out for your brothers. Where is he? Dohan, he couldn't find Dothan. He went on further to find where they were. And God showed them where he was. Chapter 37, Genesis. From 37 to 50, it's about Joseph. He takes the most part of Genesis now. In these 13 chapters, God describes about character of Joseph. Let's not look at what he was, what he did and all those things. Let's look at the character of Jesus Christ, of the Father now showing to all of us now the album of Joseph to us. In the album of Joseph, he will also inherit the characteristics of Isaac, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because they all had favoritism. They had favored children. Amen? Amen? So God has got to break him. God has got to break Joseph, Jacob. That is why he was sent to Laban area. He had found place and he came back. He always feared his brother. The brother will kill him. Is that right? In chapter 25 of Genesis, you can find that. He had went out, ran away with a heart, with fear. Fear that a brother one day will kill him. Because the word of God says, the father's, my father's mourning days, the days of my father's mourning are at hand, he says. Esau said that. Right? You'll find that. And it's important for us to understand today that we should not favor any children or any person, any children at one side. That word you can find in chapter 27, verse 41. The days of mourning for my father is at hand. And you see, when Jacob, when Isaac blessed Jacob, and there was emptiness and anger in the heart of Esau. From the time he said that, I've already blessed the brother, he started talking bad about the brother. No wonder he's a traitor. He's the guy, he's a robber. He took away my blessings, my firstborn's rights first. He didn't blame himself, but he blamed his brother. Brothers and sisters, our lesson today is the characteristics of Joseph has to be defined. Joseph is a man hated by his brother. Why? Because he was favored by the father. Everybody wants the father's love. Right? Most of us have got the mother's love. But the father's love, everybody wants to. But if you don't get the father's love, you'll turn around ways to get the father's love. Jacob found an opportunity to get his father's love. Father's blessing. He took the opportunity through the mother. His mother was his favorite. So he got the opportunity, he took it and went away. Joseph, in his life, he also had favoritism. The father showed the same favoritism the mother showed to him, or the father showed to Esau. Now, he is now showing the same favoritism to his son. The one wife that he loves is Rachel. Because he loves Rachel, whatever comes out of Rachel, he loves them so much. Whatever came out of Leah and her maids, or even Rachel's maid, he didn't bother much. But he was more interested in Rachel's children, because he loved her so much. There was favoritism within him and also his wives. Favoritism flows through from generation after generation. And it causes a lot of hurt in our lives. You'll find that he had his dream. The second dream he had, he showed, and his father was... And Reuben, when he was about to give up, you know, when they saw the son, Joseph coming up to the place where they were in Dothan, and they found that this guy is coming, so let us now scheme ourselves. In Genesis chapter 37, 21 to 22, you'll find a scheme that we can remove, we can throw him in the pit so that Reuben can help him out. Reuben was against him, but he didn't want to kill him. Do you follow what I'm saying? Reuben was against him, but he didn't want to kill him. So did Judah. Judah also didn't want to kill him. So he also said, what? Let us sell him to the Egyptians. Now the Egyptians came, they came, they bought and went off. I want to ask you, was Joseph very prideful? You said just now Joseph had no flaw in his character. Was he pride? Was he prideful? Was he boastful? He was boastful. He was prideful. He instigated by the dreams that every one of them would bow down before him. Many times repeated again and again, that caused animosity within his brother. Do you follow what I'm saying? You repeat again and again. You go back and tell your brother, you know, every time, you are stupid, no? Because the other day, I told you, I asked you some money, you don't want to give me, Do you see what? When I become millionaire, you will get, won't get a single. You repeat again and again, that guy gets angry and angry and angry inside. Do you feel that? Many of us feel that. We don't admit. When you repeat again and again the curse or the blaming, you repeat again and again, you get fired up inside you and you get angry about the person who says it. Even the teachers, when they repeat something at you, you get angry with the teacher. Right? Same way, the brothers got irritated because he was repeating again and again. Again and again. Hey, you know what? I tell you what. You know, that day, remember I told you the dream? You know, again I see the sheaves, all of you all bow down to my sheaf, you know. You know, that day I saw the stars, you're the stars, you know, will bow down to me. How angry will they be every time he says that? When you have a dream, don't boast. Be humble in the dream that you receive. That God has chosen you to give you that dream or a vision. Amen? The lesson is, when you have a dream or a vision, don't boast, but humble yourself and submit that to the Lord, for God has chosen you to give you that vision. Oh, I had that vision. Oh, I had that dream. Oh, I had that prophetic word. No. God chose you for the times and season to give it to you. It's His grace. It's mercy. His decision to give you at a time. How you handle what you receive. How you handle what you receive will decide your future. The way Joseph handled what he received decided his future. Where did he go to? He was sold off to Potiphar's household. And in Potiphar's household, he had received favor from Potiphar, and you'll find that he rose up as the chief of the servants. But when temptation came, he denied temptation. Amen. In this time that he was when he was sent to the jail, this is the time he had to humble himself to know that today he cannot boast any longer. Hello? God is to refine him in jail, when he was in jail, to bring him down, humble himself down. Brothers and sisters, we don't want to be like that. We don't want to have that. So let us now stop. The lesson is, when we receive something from God, a vision, a dream, or a blessings, let's glorify Him. Not irritate others and say, tomorrow you'll come and, you know, bow down before me. God doesn't do that. God chooses people so that they be exalted, and everyone will be exalted in the time and the right time. Amen? So if you see Joseph, he had the character of boasting. That is why he landed in the pit. If he did not boast every now and then, the brothers would have not hurt him. Do you follow? Everything was a purpose, and God has got His purpose in His life. Character of Joseph is, he was a faithful to his son. He was very faithful to his father. He was very faithful to his father. Some children sometimes rebel against their parents or try to win the approval of the father from other siblings. Have you seen? Some of them try to approve, like what Jacob did, or even Joseph did. He always get favors from the father because they try to get approval from them. But sometimes the siblings get angry with them, each other, because of the way they rebel. They rebel because they were favored. Somebody was favored. Even children can rebel towards the parents because you favor somebody else. The one who's not favored will some other rebel towards us. If, let us say, you have got two children and you favor one child, the other one will always stay away from you and start rebelling towards you. So parents, wake up, learn from the Bible not to have rebellious children, because sometimes we create the rebellious children in our own self. Ouch. Joseph remained faithful to his father, willing to obey his father's wishes. Genesis 37:13. You'll find he was willing to somehow or other fulfill every vision of Joseph said. And he said that, and Israel said to Joseph, that is Jacob said to Joseph, are not your brothers feeding the flock in Shechem? Come, I will send you to them so that, so he can, he said to him, here I am. What did Joseph say?
Here I am. He didn't say, why must I go and see my brothers? Why should I go and see them? They are already somewhere else. What's wrong with them? Must I bring food? Can the servants, you've got so many servants, can they bring it? Can one of the servants go up there and see them? Did he say that? He did not say that. He said, here I am. Here I am. I'm ready for you, Father. One characteristics you'll find in him is Christ-like, is this character. Here I am, Father. I'm willing to go and go to the earth to become a man so that man can be saved. Here I am. Here I am. Send me today that I will be able to be the sacrifice for you. So when he went, he was a character-like of Jesus that he sees that he goes to, he doesn't know what's going to happen to him. That he doesn't know that his brothers are going to scheme to kill him. But he said, here I am. I'm willing to go. How many of us have got a character of asking God, when God calls you to do something, or your parents calls you to do something, or your leader calls you to do something, you say, here I am. Send me. There's a mission. You have to go and see the people, a group of people who are not even affected by the Lord. The word of God has been not sent. But you have to go by boat. You have to go by land. You have to go. There is no car. Would you walk through the jungle to go and search this tribe and give them the word of God? Here I am, Lord. Here I am. Anything the Lord gives you, say, yes, Lord. Here I am. Unless you say, here I am, the word of God cannot be fulfilled in us. Amen. The word of God, the purpose for us, cannot be fulfilled in us unless you say, here I am. The characteristics of Jesus Christ was said, here I am, Father. I will be the sacrifice. I go down now. I'll be able to bring back everything. Every tribe, every person who has gone away from you, I'll bring them back to you. The character of faithfulness is important. Faithfulness. Don't be like this man. I heard about this man. This farmer, he always has got a son, about 13 years old son, and he always helps him in the farm. He's got a farm of so many cattle, and you know, early morning the cow must be milked. At 6 o'clock a.m., 6 o'clock in the morning, he must milk the cow so that the van which comes and picks up the milk is about 7 o'clock sharp. He'll come. He has got to get the milk. So this father said, son, no, today morning I have got a problem now. I've got to send your mother to the clinic for a while. She's got some problems here now. I've got to take your mother to the clinic. I'll go to the clinic and come back. And by the time, what do you do? It's going to be, it's now 5:30 now. Can you get up at 6 o'clock and go and milk the cow and put everything, all the pails and all the containers are ready. All you have to do is milk the cow. You know how to milk. You just milk all the 8 cows we have, milk it out and put the containers, fill it and keep it there. And the man who comes there and picks it up will go. So the son said, yes, Dad, I'll go. It was 5:30 in the morning. And he was planning, how fast can I do it today? I used to do it slow. My father always calls me, I get to school it slow. But today I'll do it very fast. Then, suddenly he saw himself already in the farm. And he picked up all the pails and put up there and quickly did very fast did it, in a speed, very fast speed he did. Everything else well, right. And after that he put everything right and came back. And he went into the bed and slept again. The father arrived at 7:15. And he said, he looked at the pails, all were empty. Containers were still empty. The cows were still waiting to be milked. He went inside. He saw the son still sleeping with a cover on his head. Son, wake up. Alan, wake up. And Alan said, what? Yes, Dad. I'm here. I asked you to do all those things this morning. I told you to do. Did you do? Yes, Dad, I did it very nicely. It's all written up there. It's all there, outside there. I don't see anything. He was dreaming about doing something, but he never did something. The father has to now go and do everything by himself to beat the time so that he can get the milk out to the people who come and take the container off. So some of us dream and still continue dreaming, thinking that we are still doing God's work. Our life is perfect, but we are still sleeping. We have not come out of the bed. Let's wake up and get out of the bed. Amen. The faithfulness of the father to the father is important. The faithfulness to authority is important in life. If you don't have that faithfulness, you can't grow up in the things that God is giving to you. Amen. The character of Joseph's character is considered to be a shining character. He was able to, in Potiphar's house, he was able to reject a blessing, a temptation, which was so great. He could be so favorable to the Potiphar's wife now. He could find favor with Potiphar's wife. But he knows that he had favor from his father. So he knows the favor from Potiphar himself is enough that he stood by Potiphar and he ran out of the house. And because of that, he was imprisoned. He didn't see the consequences of Potiphar's wife, what she will do, the things that she can do, the Jezebel spirit that's in her. He didn't see the consequences, but he saw to escape. There are many times in our life we have problems in our life. There are temptations in our life. God always opens a door for us. And we don't see the door. We are captivated by the temptation that we stay in the place where the temptation is. So we are captivated. We try to hold it. We try to hold it. There's a place of escape. God has always given an escape door. We don't run away. The characteristics of Jesus Christ is upon this man, Joseph. Because when there was temptation in the wilderness, when there was so many temptation, only three are recorded. And he was able to fight Satan. And Joseph was able to fight this temptation. Amen. And the word of God says that he was honest in everything he did. He was honest. He was transparent. Whatever he did, he was transparent. And he was faithful in his work. So was Jesus Christ. Faithful in his works. That is why many theologians say he was the Christ-like before Christ. The characteristics of Christ was embedded inside him. Joseph was not only a man who was a servant in the house of Potiphar. He was also a handsome man, good-looking man. So you must have been very young man and very handsome, good-looking man. So God has given him all those, bestowed him with all those things that he can be even be enticing people. I wonder how many people fall in for this man. It's just Potiphar's wife is mentioned. He could have been so handsome that even others around the household could have been fallen for him. And yet, he didn't fall for the sins that have happened. Otherwise, he was impurified himself. He was able to keep himself clean all the time. And in Potiphar's house, in Pharaoh's house, when he was imprisoned, after the imprisonment, you'll find that he came out. I'm cutting short so that you'll see the characteristic. I'm not interested in other things that he's done. In the place where he came to Pharaoh's house, he was not only a man who just interpreted the wisdom that he had. He had the connection with God. He was able to connect with God that he can interpret the dream. Just like last week we talked about Daniel. Daniel had a dream. The king said, I have a dream. Tell me what did I dream. But Joseph here is a favored man. He says, I have a dream. This is how the dream is like. Can you interpret the dream? So he was able to interpret after praying. What did he do? He was able to interpret the dream after he was able to pray. Let's look at Genesis chapter 4. 40, sorry. He interpreted in the cell in chapter 40. In 41, you'll find that he was able to interpret and be able to give the full vision. What did he see? And somehow or other, he was able to interpret it only after prayer. He did not say, you know. And he slept and dreamt a second time. And suddenly, even verse 5, 7 heads of grains and all. You go down further, you'll find. Now there was a 12. Now there was a young man, Hebrew young man with us. A servant of a captain of the guard, and we told him that he could interpret our dreams that for us. So each man they interpreted as he interpreted. Sorry, each man he interpreted according to his own in dream, and it came to pass. And then after that, Pharaoh said, send him and bring him here. Then when Pharaoh came, when Joseph came before Pharaoh, verse 16, Joseph answered Pharaoh saying, it is not me. God will give Pharaoh an answer of peace. What did he say? Did he say, yes, I know, I'm the one who interpreted that. I know I can interpret that one. He didn't say that. But he gave glory to God. Whoever gives glory to God will have the favor of God. Amen? The word we understand from him here today is, whoever gives favor to God and glory to God, he will find favor from God. So whenever you find pride comes inside you, then surely pride is going to bring you down. In this man, there was no pride at all. He didn't find pride now that he was able to say, no, the glory belongs to you. It's not me, but God can give it to you. And he stood and gave him the interpretation. So interpretation comes only when, from where? From God, not from Joseph. Joseph recognizes. If you will find, Jesus said many times, whatever I speak, whatever I do, yes, I do according to what the Father says so. What the Father do, I do. Does it sound familiar? Sounds familiar. So in the same way, what God speaks to him, only then he speaks. What God says to him, only then he says. Interpretation of dream was given because he was favored by God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So today, brothers and sisters, many times it is not our strength, it is not our strength, it is not our capacity, it is not our intelligence that we can actually have a dream interpreted. But it is according to God's interpretation. Amen. Praise God. So God has also not only given to him a favor in interpretation, but he also merciful to him that he was able to see that he was promoted at a time. So remember, when God favors you, when God favors you, he will not just leave you where you are, but he will carry you through to a higher level. Amen. From a prisoner, he carried him up to the highest level. Amen. Isn't that what Jesus did for us? We were prisoners of sinners. We were sinners. Prisoners of sin, disobedience, and Jesus saved us with his blood by his crucifixion. He brought us out from the jail of bondage to the palace, king's palace. We talked about it in chapter 17 of John. Those who came for the teaching the other day will understand what I'm saying. So God saved us. We were rotten, downtrodden in the down at the prison. And God, as he said in Isaiah, he said in Luke chapter 4 verse 18, he said that he came to break prison jail. He broke them out and brought them out. He did not leave them in the streets, but he took all of us to the palace. We are kingly people. We are priestly people. Amen. He called us brother. Co-heirs. Everything has been said about us. So you must believe that. Go back and read chapter 17 of John. You'll understand the prayer of Jesus Christ. And compare it with the prayer in Kings. You'll find the prayers which with Solomon did. You compare it, you see the difference of the God's prayer, Jesus' prayer than Solomon's prayer. Amen. So now he was able to not only, God did not only leave him like that. When he found favor, he was raised up to the highest level, to the level where he was almost the king, but not the king. But by right, by execution, he was the king. By work, he is the king. Although he did not have the Pharaoh's name, but he was the king. He was able to control the entire Egypt. The character, because he was able to humble himself before God. Amen? Amen? So when you humble before God, he will let people, man, humble before you. Amen? When God humbles, when you humble before God, and God will bring you to higher places, when man, princes, kings of the world will humble before you. Amen? The characteristics of Joseph is a merciful characteristic. He had a merciful characteristics in his heart. He had a heart which is a merciful heart. He had the father's heart. I want you to look at how the brothers treated him. The brothers treated him very badly. Is that right? He treated him, they strip him out from his favorite colored jacket where he used to wear. The father gave, the favorite one. He was stripped out and thrown into a pit and after that sold to Pharaoh's servants. Now, he was put into prison and comes out. He had a merciful heart because as Father God, as Jesus has a merciful heart, he had a heart of mercy because he was now able to forgive his brothers. The characteristics of Joseph is a forgiving heart. A heart that forgives. A heart does not keep anything. You see, Joseph, if you read about him in further up here, in chapter 47 onwards, you'll find how Joseph's brother in chapter 42, you'll find how Joseph's brother has come to Egypt. I don't have to go through the whole story. You know about it. How many of you do not know about Joseph? As the father, Jacob, did not have provisions at the time. It was dry season. So they had to look for food from outside. Wheat was grown in Egypt. So they went to Egypt. And out of this dream that he gave, he stored up so much of wheat and flour and everything else was there so that they can have favor. Now I want to ask you, what is the characteristics of this man? When his brothers came, he did not hold anything of them, but he forgave them. He forgave them totally, but he wanted to see his brother. Can you see his favoritism also? His heart has favoritism just like his father. He was favored, not about all the other brothers, but his favor was about one man called Benjamin. He wanted to see his brother so hard that he was willing to tell his brothers to leave everything here. Somebody be here to go and get something out from there. For his brother to come back. Can you just imagine, brothers? He created a conniving, or I should say, a plan to fulfill his desire. He created a plan which says, I must now plan how to bring my brother Benjamin to see me here, whether he is safe or not. He created a plan because of favoritism. Can you just imagine what the father thought? He also now behaves the same way. Right? He also has got a favorer of his heart. Favor for his brother. He forgave his brother. So forgiveness comes from whom? From Jesus Christ. Only Jesus can forgive. Jesus, the only one, the Lamb that went for us, can forgive us. So today, brother, the characteristics of forgiveness is in the heart of Joseph. Joseph still continued having the favoritism heart. You'll find he's got two sons. What are the two sons' name? How many of you remember the two sons' name? Manasseh and Ephraim. So when he had these two sons, what did he do? When Jacob blessed them, what did he do? Jacob purposely put his hands crossed again, right, and blessed them. And what did Joseph feel? He felt hurt. What was he felt hurt? His eldest son was not blessed, but the second one was blessed as the eldest one. Can you see history repeating again? History repeated. I want to point this to you, not about so many things, but about our character, our parents' character. Ourselves as a parent, how should we behave? How should we create that harmony in the family, not a dispute among family? Hello? What he learned from his father, he still has got the same in his heart. He has got a favor. He's favored. Joseph is favored by the father. So is the father favoring every one of us here today. And the heart of Joseph still is the heart for the firstborn. For every one of us are the firstborn. Firstborn is Jesus Christ. And we are the children of God. Because he came here by flesh. And because he carried out, he favors us because of his firstborn was sacrificed for all of us. Amen. Amen. Today, brothers and sisters, the characteristics of a person is molded by parents or the teachings the parents give, the way we behave. And every one of us have got hurts in our life. And Joseph was able to forgive his brothers. I want to ask you today, if you believe in Christ Jesus. Christ said a few things. First of all, he says, love thy neighbor as thyself. In Matthew chapter 22, verse 39. Who is our neighbor? Who is our neighbor? First of all, our parents and our brothers and sisters in the family and those around in the church. If you see Matthew chapter 5, verse 23 and 24, can somebody read that very loudly? I want somebody to read very loudly. Use a New King James Version, please. Read it loud. Every gift what we have for God is our love. But many times we stand before God unforgiving our brothers and sisters. We still carry on hurts in our life. Many of us cannot have breakthroughs in our life because we still carry the hurts. Jacob carried hurts. Isaac carried his hurt. Joseph carried his hurt. He's a good man. He's got a characteristic of Jesus Christ. He carried the ancestral hurt that he had from the time. The same way the father has hurt. He carried that hurt. He carried the favoritism in his heart. And I pray today, as we stand here, that we can come before God and say, yes, Lord, I want to forgive that brother or the sister in my family. There are family issues in life. The family issue is very important. God is showing the album to all of us today. That is, though my son, this child, Joseph, was good, but he inherited that favoritism, the heart of favoritism, to split children. God, Jesus, in his heart, never want to split children. He brings every one of them together in his fold. Amen. Father God has got never had a heart to split children. He brings every one of them together into the fold. He doesn't use one child to hurt the other child. He is fair to every one of us. He is very fair to every one of us. There is no justice you can find among anyone except through Jesus Christ and the Father God. The love that He showed to every one of us is fair. What love He gives me, He gives to you same. And what He gives to you, every one of you seated behind, beside, every one of you seated beside somebody, that person also receives the same love that you receive from God. He doesn't say, I will give 99% to this person, I will give only 98% to this person I'll give 100%. The love that Christ gave to all of us is the same. It's the same sacrificial self love that He went up on the cross. He didn't take out one nail. No, this one for this child when I give. And then I'll put up the other hand with another nail. He gave both His hands, both His feet. And He gave it everything on the cross for us. He didn't say one for another person, another one for. No. He gave to every one of us the same. God is teaching us today, unless we create this strife, unless we change the strife-making attitude, the future generation cannot be hurt. We can defeat the works of Satan that comes into generation. Girls behaving like boys. Men behaving like girls. All this can be erased if we have this heart gives out the love equally to every one of them. And I pray today, if any one of us have got that, we'll come before God today and ask for forgiveness. Let us release it. Can the worship ministry just come, just play a tune? I want you to turn to James chapter 2, verse 8. James chapter 2, verse 8. Can somebody else read now? Not the same person. Somebody else, loud. I want an active church, not a church which is passive. Can somebody else read that verse? James chapter 2, verse 8. But if you show favoritism, your sin and are convicted by the law as lawbreakers. Amen. Whoever keeps the whole law and yet covers is just one point guilty of breaking it of it all. Amen. Praise God. Brothers and sisters, God is inviting us today. If somebody is hurt today in this congregation, don't be shy. I'm going to call for an altar call. If some of you are here hurt because of sibling problems, you've got sibling hurts you still carry in your hearts that could hinder your breakthroughs in your life. If there is a problem that is your father favored only your brother or a sister and your mother favored you, or you did not have favor from your parents, you are hurt, I want you to come forth. Don't be ashamed. I told you, I had my own issues. I had to deal with that issue first before I came into being a pastor. If there is something that is hurting you, that you still find you are struggling in your life, some or other one time, point of a time, when in times of loneliness, you remember your brother being favored, or what your brother had said to you or sister had said to you, or you had quarrels, and you still hold that grudge, or still deep inside, still hold it, I just want you to come forth. If some of you have got a problem of issues of this unforgiveness, many of them will have a chest pain. Many of them have problems with breathing. Many of them have unforgiveness, breathlessness. And you'll also have symptoms of cancer cells higher. Forgiveness is very important. Joseph forgave his sons, his brothers, though they were very harsh to him, very cruel to him, almost murdered him. He forgave them because God dealt with his heart. He's got a magnanimous heart. And I'm calling all of you here, just bow your head wherever you are. Bow your head. Search your heart. If there is any spot that you have got something against your brother or sister, or even against your parents, that you feel that you've been not justified, not favored, not wanted, ask God to heal you today. Ask God to touch you today. That today God can heal you out of this problem of unforgiveness of our siblings. James further says, if you have hold unforgiveness to your brothers, is committing a crime, a sin. Lord, we pray today, Father. Even if there is anyone here in the congregation, or anyone they know, their siblings are against them because they were favored, we release forgiveness, Father God, today. Those who are hurting here today, Father God, we pray your forgiving heart shall be upon them, and you release them today from all this bondage of unforgiveness of their own siblings, or even of their own relations, or of their parents, or father, or even grandparents. Lord, we pray today that the bondage of unforgiveness will be broken today, or favoritism will be broken today, so that, Lord, your favor is the greatest favor. There is no other favor that can come before you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in our lives. Thank you, Lord, that you are God Almighty, that you can heal us from this hurt that we carry in our lives. Thank you, Lord.